Hi, this is Daniel Garb of the Movies for CulturalMoney.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. This week, I'm looking at two new movies to bring in the new year. There's an abandoned baby in Busan and the excessive abandon of 1920s Hollywood. Babylon, written and directed by Damien Chazelle. It's a hot day in Santa Ana, near Los Angeles, in the 1920s. Manny, played by Diego Calva, has a strange job. He has to get an elephant through the desert, up a mountain, to a mansion in time for a huge Hollywood party that night. There, he meets Nellie LeRoy, played by Margot Robbie, an aspiring young actress who claims to be a movie star. She's never actually been in anything yet, but she says, in Hollywood, if you say you're a star, you are a star. The doorman is suitably unimpressed, but Manny, now in a sweaty tuxedo, gets her through the front door. Inside, it's jazz-filled mayhem of half-naked dancers snorting coke as they prepare for their next writhing orgy. The guest of honor is Jack Conrad, played by Brad Pitt, Hollywood's top mustachioed movie star. He just sits back and enjoys the entertainment. Manny stays relatively sober, but Nellie goes whole hog, successfully transforming herself into a wild child party animal. Manny saves the day when he manages to sneak a dead body out of the party on behalf of the studio. Without the gossip rags, epitomized by Photoplay's notorious columnist, played by Gene Smart, from noticing. A woman died in a back room with a Fatty Arbuckle lookalike. This was an actual scandal. By morning, both Manny and Nellie are invited to work on location where some movies are being shot. She as a starlet and he as a fixer, helping out in emergencies. The movie follows the three of them, Manny, Nellie, and Jack, as they make their way up and down Hollywood's precarious ladder. Nellie is a smash hit. She can cry on cue in a tragedy and minutes later turn herself into a laughing floozy in a Western bar. Manny works behind the scenes, doing the dirty things the top producers shy away from. They don't want to get their hands dirty. Jack is still the top star, but is gradually slipping at the box office, appearing in one flop after another. Nellie experiences a meteoric rise, but faces trouble when the talkies arrive. Manny makes his way to executive level, but likes himself less and less. Will Jack find a wife who loves him? Can Nellie lose her Jersey accent in time for the talkies? And which one of them will survive the dog-eat-dog world of the movie industry? Okay, Babylon is a very long but frenetically paced movie about the early days of the motion picture industry. Before the talkies, silent movies. It recreates a version of that world with exquisite attention to detail, the music, the costumes, and incredible reenactments of filming things like war scenes and dance numbers using hundreds of extras on location. It gives you an uncommon behind-the-scene look at the silent movie era. Scenes in Babylon melt one into the next with cameras that lead you through tunnels, up staircases from room to room in seemingly endlessly long shots. The story is part myth, part history. I'm guessing Chazelle found his inspiration in books like Kenneth Anger's Hollywood Babylon about the excessive and scandalous depravity that rocked the industry before the restrictive Hays Code came into effect in the mid-30s. He frequently quotes other famous movies set in L.A. about the movies themselves. Everything from Sunset Boulevard to A Star in the Rain to A Star is Born to Singin' in the Rain. See how many movies you can spot. And over-the-top acting, especially Margot Robbie, is a lot of fun. So is Babylon a good film? I had trouble identifying with the main characters. They all seem like pawns in the director's hands as he tells his epic story. And it features some non-white, non-conventional characters, from a female movie director to a lesbian singer from Shanghai and a black jazz musician showing off his trumpet skills. But ironically, they all seem to be there to demonstrate the director's commitment to diversity more than as central characters. But it's not really about the characters. It's about the city of L.A., just like La La Land. Chazelle puts a lot of things in the movie meant to shock: nudity, defecation, urination, projectile vomiting, even characters who die as punchlines to jokes. And they don't quite fit. But all that, all those criticisms, doesn't stop me from loving the movie making on display. So if you're a movie lover, if you're a movie lover, this epic deserves to be seen. Broker, written and directed by Koreeda Hirokazu. It's nighttime at a church in present-day Busan in South Korea. A young woman, a sex worker named So-young, played by Lee Ji-yoon, is carrying her newborn infant, which she leaves in a baby box, a little door at a church where unwed mothers can leave their unwanted infants, knowing that they'll be taken care of. What she doesn't realize is there are two men on the other side of the little door. Sang-hyun, played by Song Kang-ho, a younger guy who works at the church, and Dong-su, played by Gang Dong-won, a middle-aged man who owns a tiny hand laundry shop. Right after So-young leaves, they erase the surveillance camera, destroy the records, and make off with the infant. Their plan? To sell it to a young married couple with fertility problems and keep the profit. But these two men don't realize that Detective Ji-sun, played by Bae Doona, and her subordinate, Lee, played by Lee Ju-young, are watching the whole thing from their police car parked just down the hill. They're excited because what they see tonight might solve the baby trafficking case they've been working on for a long time. But they can't prove anything until a monetary transaction takes place. But nothing is as simple as it first seems. After a few days, So-young wants her baby back. She left a note saying the arrangement was only temporary, but she can't involve the cops, so she tracks down the two brokers. Turns out one of them, Sang-hyun, grew up in an orphanage himself, so for him, finding loving parents will spare the baby from growing up without experiencing the bleak institution he lived through. And Dong-su has both monetary reasons, he's deeply in debt, but also personal reasons why this transaction has to go through. So the three of them form an uneasy alliance of brokers looking for a permanent home for the infant. And when they discover Hae-jin, played by Lim Seung-soo, a feisty kid from an orphanage they're dealing with, stowed away in their car, they suddenly become a makeshift family. But how long will it last? Broker is a wonderful, sad, funny, multifaceted movie about love, kinship, and makeshift families. It's also a murder mystery, a romance, a police procedural, and a road movie. Each of the characters has a rich background full of secrets and motives, all of which are gradually revealed. It's written and directed by Koreeda Hirokazu, one of my favorite directors anywhere. He's Japanese, who always finds a way to make dramas with unforgettable characters who are deeply flawed, but still sympathetic. He made Shoplifters a couple years ago. You might have seen that one. And this one picks up on some of that film's themes. Koreeda is Japanese, but everything else in this film is Korean, from the language to the location to the fantastic cast. You'll recognize some of them. Song Kang-ho starred in Parasite, and Bae Doona has been in everything from The Host to Cloud Atlas to Sense8. So Broker is both a Korean movie and at the same time unmistakably Koreeda. I saw this one 4 months ago at TIFF, but it really is stuck in my mind as strongly as when I saw it. I really recommend this movie. Babylon is now playing, and Broker opens this weekend in Toronto. Check your local listings. This is Daniel Garb of the Movies each Saturday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.